Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu. Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. This is the most dramatic podcast ever. An iHeartRadio podcast. Chris Harrison and Lauren Zima coming to you with a very hot take on one of our favorite shows that we have been watching together.
I'm calling this a playbook.
Okay.
Can fans get cast on reality shows?
This is a very, you and I have been talking about this a lot.
I think this affected your career on the show and on The Bachelor itself for years, because in recent years, The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City finale and reunion. Reunion part one aired this week. And if you're not caught up, here's the long story short. It was one of the most explosive finales in Real Housewives franchise history because it came out that one of the women, a new cast member, had spent the last 3 years secretly running an Instagram account that reported quote unquote news on these women.
A fan account, essentially. A deep fan account.
It was like a shady fan account, okay, though, where she kind of like, they were trying to expose the women. They were posting videos of them, recordings of them, okay, reposting news of them.
Almost like deep Reddit stuff.
Yeah. And so then she applies to be on the show and she makes it on the show. And now she's a housewife. She's gone from secret fan news, shady Instagram account to housewife. So there's kind of this interesting discourse now of like, you know, it delivered one of the greatest finales ever, because what a reveal that this woman who the other women thought was their friend and their equal was actually running this Instagram account. But is this going to set a dangerous precedent of, you know, quote unquote, anyone can get on these shows? A fan can become a housewife, especially in the world of housewives, where part of it is traditionally that there's some kind of prestige that you're like, I mean, the way the show started was behind the gated community. You know, there are these rich women and what kind of, you know, aspirational but dramatic lives are they leading, etc.
Okay. Let me just get right to the point. there is no precedent. Well, maybe there is a precedent, but the precedent is you're all fans. You all watched the show at one point, except for the original OGs. Maybe what was that? Orange County? Everybody has seen.
Yeah, like 15 years ago.
Yeah, everybody has seen the show. So we did this on The Bachelor. I think it was Paradise. We decided, you know, we're trying to shake things up and be different. We brought quote unquote fans on.
As cast members?
As contestants.
Oh, I don't remember this. And did obviously everybody knew these are just,
It was like, who are these people? It's like, oh, I just watched the show and I wrote in. And so we made a thing of it. And it was really funny how it was this us against them thing. They're not one of us. And I'm like, yeah, they are, man. It's like you, like 3 months ago, this was you. You were just watching the show. We called you out and said, hey, do you want to be on The Bachelor or Bachelorette? Now you are part of the Bachelor family. But like 6 months ago, nobody knew who you were. You were just Bob from Illinois. But now what we did was we made a big deal of these are fans of the show. You are specifically here because you were a fan. And I think it's very interesting. Now, I will also say 100% these producers of The Real Housewives knew about this account, knew this person was a part of this, and set this whole thing up.
The reports are that they didn't. You don't believe
brilliant
that?
Brilliant producer. No chance in hell these producers didn't know this. Zero chance. What's below zero? No way in hell these producers didn't know this person had this account.
I agree with you because, okay, here's what's, I don't want to get anybody confused.
The most scripted thing in the world.
I don't want to get anyone confused, but she first came on the show because she'd been an assistant to that woman, Jen Shah, who like was literally arrested and is in jail right now. And apparently she applied with that. Now that would certainly get my attention as a producer.
That is good enough.
That's a great connection. Yeah. But now it's come out that apparently Jen Shah at some point had like named her in one of her legal documents and I think accused her of being this account. So that makes me think there's no way these producers didn't. I mean,
come on. We know better. I know better. I know for sure.
And if you're on a reality show.
By the way, kudos to them for doing that. That is brilliant producing.
And if you're on a reality show, you're being produced, you guys. Like if you're a housewife or if you're a member, if you're on The Bachelor, whatever show you're on, I'm not saying the producers are only out to get you, but you're being produced. Of course, the producers are probably going to say to the other housewives, we had no idea. We are just as shocked as you are.
Now, the housewives did not know. I do know that. They would not have told the other housewives because they do want that to come out on air. If they're not getting the hint and they're not figuring it out, maybe they're going to overhear a conversation. Maybe a producer might hint at something because sometimes you got to just get that snowball just over the edge so it starts rolling on its own. But The Housewives is a very heavily produced show. And I am not at all. I'm in. I love the show. So I'm a fan. But I, you know, when I watch it with you, what is produced are, you know, they don't have a ski chalet set up. They don't have the bar set up. They don't have a trip to Palm Springs set up. All that is produced.
You know what you pointed out to me was the game thing.
Yeah.
Because it's like they have this trope where one of the women will be like, let's play a game.
Right.
Who do you trust the least here and the most? And I'm like, God, why are they doing this? Yeah. And Chris goes, babe, a producer just suggested that game to her. I'm like,
hey, they pulled Lauren aside and they said, hey, Lauren, let's do a snowball fight. Like, remember when they did that? It's like, of course, no one's ever going to do that. So yeah, that is all very produced. We do that on the show. We did it for forever because you got to have something create story. And what happens within that is the genius of these women.
Yeah.
That is the reality. And so that is the brilliance of the show. And I do, again, I'm a fan of the show.
But I fully agree with you that everyone's a fan. Like, I honestly don't really know why this discussion is coming up because, I mean, what does a fan mean then? You've watched the show, you haven't watched the show. That's been kind of a thing too. Someone will be like, well, she watched the show a lot and then now she's on the show.
Lauren Zima's called up and they want to put you on the show, which would, by the way, would be great casting because you are funny, you're brilliant, you're theatrical. And so they would get you on there. You know everything about the history of the show. You've met these women, you've talked to them. You would be great. But I'm saying, you are exactly what we're talking about. You're the type of person, what are we going to go after you as a fan?
It doesn't, I mean, on The Bachelor, you literally use the fandom to continue to cast the shows.
Of course.
Why would people have applied for The Bachelor if they'd never heard of The Bachelor? Like, it's like,
when we bring a Bachelor back or a Bachelorette, that's the whole point, is I watched you on last season, Ben.
Right.
And I saw you heartbroken. And now, Ben Higgins, I'm going to love you and I'm going to fix your broken heart. That's the whole point. That's the story continuing
itself.
Right.
So I'm not here in defense of what Monica on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City did by lying to the women and being part of the secret Instagram account that, and then being their friend. Like, I was in support of lying, but it was great television. And I don't think her being a fan or running this Instagram account about the show bars her from being on the show. I think it makes her a great reality TV character.
No, it makes her a target.
Oh my God. I mean, now the other women, I mean, I don't know what they're going to run into with the other women saying we don't want to film with her, or we do, but like, I mean, ultimately Ariana from Vanderpump Rules is filming with the guy who cheated on her with a castmate. So like, you know, you got to do what's best for the good of the show. The show must go on. She has removed Real Housewives of Salt Lake City from her Instagram bio. Okay. I am not sure if they're asking her back, but I think the bigger question to me wasn't whether she had watched the show, been a fan, etc. The bigger thing to me was like the prestige and brand of Housewives. You know,
I agree with. I see what you're saying here.
Yeah. Is she really, you know...
Is she that housewife level of?
I mean, what it looks like, you know, it's actually interesting. If it was someone, like if this Instagram account turned out to be one of the women who was already one of the housewives, would she continue on the show?
Because this woman you're referring to has a very kind of, would you say, humble kind of life?
Yeah.
Like just normal.
She's like a single mom of four. She talked on the show about not being able to afford the same brands as the other women. She talked about, you know, and there's also the deception factor. I mean, definitely what has worked for Housewives over the years is when it starts out with a group of women who are actually friends. It makes the show grounded in reality. It makes the fights real. It makes the drama better. The Housewives of Salt Lake City were originally friends. She has come in not as a friend. So I think maybe that's part of it. You know, that might be part of her not returning because they're kind of like.
What about Mary? Because.
You loved Mary Cosby.
Of course I love Mary. But would you say she's, because I know she left and she's back this season and I love her. She's a phenomenal character. She's cuckoo. And I love it in all the best ways for reality TV. But was she part of that friend group?
Yes.
Like, is she an insider?
Yes.
Okay. As much as an insider as
and
she can be.
And after they filmed the reunion, she said, pray for Monica.
Oh my God. She is.
Okay. Is there a line though of like being too much of a fan? Like when you, and I know you didn't do casting for the show, but do you think, I don't know, I guess if producers ever talked to you about this, would there have been someone who was like too much of a fan, or would they have, would there have been any reason? Like, I don't know if someone had reported on the show, would you let them apply to be on? Were there ever no-nos?
I would say being a fan is fine. If you had been like a very inside reporter, like say even you, who knew the ins and outs of the show.
Like the way it worked.
That's the problem, is when you can't suspend your belief and really let go. And that's the hardest thing. And I have this conversation, or I used to have the conversation with bachelors and bachelorettes. Because they've been in the bubble and they've seen the show and they know how the sausage is made to a certain degree, to really let this work, you kind of have to let go and you really have to trust these producers and give yourself to the process, because you need to be surprised. You need to be excited. You need to be able to fall in love. And when you try to hold on to something so tight, and I mean controlling the edit and the show and the way it's produced, it's really hard to let go and trust the producer.
How did that go with the ones who did a second time, like Brad Womack or Claire Crawley? I'm trying to think of other ones.
There were very few like that came back to be the lead for two times. Not great. You know, it's just because at this point too, it's just as much our fault because we have produced them, and now it's become such a contract of they will bargain for stuff and you're paying them for certain things, or they are bartering for things of like, we will do this, we won't do this, and this is guaranteed, this isn't. So when you are giving and taking that much, there has to be this kind of disconnect to really make it work. It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than just a mom. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. Mary Beth, she is a force to be reckoned with. Successful career, many talents, a great friend group. I could go on and on about my mom. I love her dearly. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending Farm Fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. And I got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase, so you can send some too. Here's why I like Bouqs. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. Bouqs has also made it easy. I went online, picked the delivery date, and I'm done. Mother's Day is May 12th, right around the corner. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, the wife, aunt, hey, even your grandma. Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code Chris. Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabel, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman. Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
One thing I did think they did wrong on the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City finale was they opened the reunion kind of like going back to the beginning. And I think this was a tough situation for them because the reunions are often in multiple parts. So they're going to save the best stuff for last.
Yeah.
But it was sort of weird to have seen this big reveal about Monica. She actually was this secret Instagram account this whole time. And now we're like talking about stuff that happened in the beginning of the season.
You know, my producers, you know, they used to try and do that too. It's like, say you had this really explosive moment. You know, that's what the world wants to talk about. Again, you go back to the kind of a red carpet moment. You know, that's what everyone wants to talk about. And be like, okay, Lauren, so you're born in Chicago. Tell me about growing up in Chicago. Right? What was that like? Was it cold in the winter? And it's like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, we know, let's get to the meat of this.
They've gone back with Monica in the reunion part one to like her storyline of just what we were talking about, her saying she didn't have enough, as much money as the other women and all that. And how much that was relatable to the audience. But I'm thinking, wait, I need to address the fact that I don't even know what to believe about what this woman said anymore.
Well,
I need to dig in on what was she lying about?
Like, who was the woman that lost the $60,000 ring or whatever it was?
Oh, Lisa, yes.
Okay, so like there was a moment where this woman lost a ring in the airport and it was like this. And it was, for that episode, it was a thing. That was a moment for that episode. not such a moment that we need to really spend 10 minutes on the reunion show about it, because we've moved on. There are things like that where I guess, you know, Bravo Indy does a good job. They brush over those things, but keep it going to what we really want to
talk
about.
It's okay to get
into
it. I just think we needed to, I think in this case, it was such an explosive finale. We needed to somehow address that elephant
but
in the room right
go?
Off the bat.
Because after that, the air is out of the balloon and we can't back up.
Let me get one more opinion. Producer Kendall, big Housewives fan, she and I text about the Housewives. Kendall, like, what did you think of the reunion? Did you think they should have started it off different given what had happened with Monica? And what do you think about, like, whether she might come back? Like, is it a problem that she was running this account and a fan? What do you think?
I love the reunion. And first of all, like, if I was the other woman, I would be upset, but they all trash each other in some way on the show. And her whole purpose of this account was to take down Jen Shah. It's not like she started this account to go after the other ladies. So I don't know. I'm a little biased on the situation because I feel like what Monica did was bad, yes, but I don't believe that she needs all this hate that she's getting. And I think during the reunion, she owned up to the fact that she emailed casting and she was aggressive on getting on the show and she always had wanted to come on the show. And I don't know. I feel like they're kind of being hard on her.
I think
is that what you think?
My prediction is she's coming back. Here's why. Tom Sandoval literally cheated on Ariana on Vanderpump Rules with another castmate. All the other castmates are so mad at him. They're saying they're not going to film with him. They're not going to see him. We're about to get the next season. This is great reality TV. This was the highest rated episode of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I 100% would watch a season of them all unpacking this with Monica. And guess what? The best housewives, the best reality TV members are people who can bounce back, who can remend relationships, who can forgive and move on, who can keep the drama going. So if the ladies can do that with Monica, I mean, it's a big storyline.
Number one, this was produced. 100% they knew. And by the way, kudos to you for the producer that knew this and ferreted this story and brought it into the show. Number two, she will be back. Why? Because this was produced from the start. And the biggest thing you want to do as a producer in reality TV is create an arcing story. You have a story that is going to arc from one season to the next. Now, a story that will arc over a season is really good. A story that will arc from season to season is brilliant because that will bring you back because we all want to know, A, is Monica coming back? Yes, she is. Number two, how are they going to treat her? Will she be ostracized? Will she be punished? Will she become one of the, there are so many questions we want answered. So yeah, they're going to answer those questions. It's fantastic producing. It is reality TV done at a high level. Kudos to you, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. If they don't win an Emmy for this season, I am buying them one. You did a great job. I'm sending them a case of champagne. And Monica, you're getting a $60,000 ring that was found in a toilet at an airport. See how I brought that all together?
Well, I'm so glad we can finally talk about Housewives. And I always love hearing
Can you believe how passionate I just got about the Housewives?
I love hearing your inside baseball. And you really, as much as I think I know about reality TV, I never, you always point things out to me that are I don't know if what the right word is, darker than I thought. Anyway.
Thank you guys so much. LZ, thank you for, should I thank LZ for introducing me to the Housewives of Salt Lake? I don't know, but it is now in my veins. It's now a part of my life, as are all of you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll do it again next time because we have a lot more to talk about.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at the most dramatic pod ever, and make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. I'll talk to you next time.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.